We are live.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the August 10th, 2020 session of the University City City Council to order at approximately 6, probably 34. Prior to calling the roll to all of our citizens, I think you all recognize that we are having some power and computer issues throughout our community due to the storm, so we will do our best to make it through this. If in fact we go off the air for a while, we will do our best to reconnect. And one of the challenges of being operating in the current environment that we are in. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
She's muted. You're on mute. She said here.
Okay. Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crow.
Here. Thank you very much. During the study session, we made one amendment of the agenda, and that was we moved an item from the study session, which was item number 3, naming of streets and parks. We moved that to the council reports and business. And the city manager also has a request that we move item number J1, the CBA, from the consent agenda to the city manager's report. So with those two changes, I would welcome a motion that the agenda be approved for the evening. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Mr. Smotherson. Those in favor, was there, Stacy, was that a second or was that a question?
No, that was a second. That was a second.
Okay. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We have no proclamations. Before you, you have three different sets of minutes. The first is the study session on space needs from June 22nd. Is there a motion to approve? Motion to approve by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the study session on July the 13th for administrative offices and solid waste for the space needs. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion to approve by Mr. Hales, seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. You now have before you the July 13th regular meeting of the University City Council of July 13th. A motion to approve?
So moved.
By Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Any discussion? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no appointments this evening. You'll note just for the record that we did have several swearing-ins during the past month by the city clerk, primarily those for the Stormwater Issues Commission. We again want to express our appreciation to all the citizens who have taken the time to make comments to us regarding agenda items and then those for the public hearings. And again, we recognize that there's a limitation due to the pandemic that we're experiencing, and we appreciate all of the patience that you have shown us thus far. We will now move into the public hearing portion of the agenda. We have two public hearings before us. First is for the Crown Center for Senior Living 353 redevelopment plan, including tax abatement. I will open this hearing at 6:37 p.m. We did have several comments made by citizens, and those comments have duly been noted for the record. So having noted those, I will now close that hearing at 6:37. Am I correct, Ms. Reese? You had a look on your face. I want to make sure I was doing this appropriately. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Our next public hearing we have is for the Marcus and Olive Community Improvement District CID. I will open this hearing at 6:37. And to the best of my knowledge, I don't remember there being any public comments received. And thus, under the current structure of our meetings, I will close this hearing now at 6:38. Before you now have the amended consent agenda without item number one, items number two, three, and four. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda as amended? Motion by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose, the CBA.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, item number K1 asks the Council to consider the proposed collective bargaining agreement with the University City Fire Department SHOP International Association of Firefighters Local 2665. This agenda item asks Council to consider the proposed agreement. The terms of the agreement extends from September 1, 2020 through August 31st of 2025. If approved, the CBA creates a labor management committee, would maintain such duties as rescue, emergency medical care, transport, and fire suppression within the fire department during the term of the agreement, agrees to meet and discuss wages as a part of the budget process, agrees to no work slowdown or strikes, and establishes an arbitration process for resolving Type 1 grievances. The proposed agreement was considered and approved by the SHOP on July 28th of this year. I'm recommending approval of the collective bargaining agreement. There are a few questions that I received that I would like to review with you and respond. Each of these questions was from a council member. The first question was on page 10 of 34 of the CBA, item number 2, under section 2.01, refers to ashtrays. Is smoking allowed in the firehouse? No, it is not, but the provision of ashtrays would be within those areas outside of the firehouse where smoking is allowed, and there's signage that would dictate where that can occur. Also, item number 5, it has to do with activities during their times when they are not responding to calls or not required to maintain equipment, such as washing their vehicles, other activities that they can have, and yes, that is allowed. I think that was important for them to have that placed in there. They seem very comfortable with the existing management of the fire department. Their concern is if management changes, they wanted to ensure at least there was a sense of what had been allowed in the past. With regards to number 3, do we have an assistant fire chief position? And no, we do not at this point. But this agreement takes into consideration what might be included in the future without having to come back and potentially amend the agreement.
Are there additional questions from members of council for the city manager? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. City Manager Rose, first of all, I want to thank you for addressing my questions in such a last minute response. And what I wanted to say, and I also appreciate Chief Henson's reply to those questions. And what that was my questions and concern was in reference to seniority assignments. And in reference to seniority assignments, I was pleased to hear from Chief Henson that our senior most office firefighters do in fact switch on and off in reference to the ambulance service. It's not necessarily a seniority thing where you only have the rookies doing ambulance service. And I was pleased to hear that there is a process where they cycle on and cycle off. So I was able to get that answered. And also the last question I had was in regards to that hard number of having 13 personnel. And I was pleased to find out again through Chief Henson, and I was able to verify it, that the NFPA does in fact allow, or the minimum is 4 now. because I know that that was different at some given point in time, but I know that that's four. But my question is, that wasn't answered, is that the NFPA sets the standard, and also the SAFER grant, we have to follow their standard to receive that grant. But then, but this is a union contract. Why does that number have to be in our union contract? Because we manage ourselves. We manage ourselves in reference to those standards and those grants that we meet. But why, in fact, does that have to be in this contract? And I, and I'll also say this, because I was around, just like Mayor Crow was, when we got sued because of that hard number. And I just want to make sure, I don't have a problem with it. I just want to make sure, you know, we're not putting ourselves in a liable state when we don't have to, if you understand what my question is. Thank you.
Yeah, Councilmember Smotherson, can you all hear me? I'm getting an echo.
You got a little bit of echo. You get, you all of a sudden got an echo.
The agreement that is being proposed is simply what I believe is in the best interest of the city, as well as making sure that we have appropriate staffing to perform the work that's necessary. And that is consistent with the, I would say, the recommendations from the National Fire, I think it's Protection Agency, NFPA standards. And so that's why that number is there. Certainly you're not required to adopt the collective bargaining agreement with that number. However, I would strongly recommend that you do, because I think that when you deviate from those numbers, you run the risk of starting to place yourself in a position of explaining why would you deviate from a standard that's been established by experts in the field.
Sure, and I definitely understand that, but I trust Chief Henson to manage our, you know, our fire force, and I trust you to make sure he does that. So again, but then again, why does that have to be in the union contract? Because, you know, they don't manage us, if you understand what I'm saying.
I believe that, you know, there is no requirement that the mayor and council adopt a CBA agreement that has that number included in it. I simply am recommending it because I believe that it places our firefighters in the safest position. And that is why the standard was created.
Well, I'll leave it up to, I'll let somebody ask a question on that. Thank you.
Mr. Clay.
Oh, I was going to say, I think City Manager Rose, I mean, you answered my questions regarding the CBA, so I don't have an issue with it, but I think it's just, I don't think Councilman Smotherson's point is the objecting to the 13, it's just why it's in the union contract, because we've already established that as a standard. It doesn't necessarily need to be in that. I mean, this is not my point, this is not my issue, but just for, I think, clarifying what Councilman Smotherson is saying, we've already established the 13 as our number, so it only need reside with us. It doesn't need to reside anywhere else. If Chief Henson is aware, if you are aware, then that is what it shall be. So that was the only point. Again, this isn't my particular issue, but just wanted to make sure that it was clear.
Honorable Mayor, Councilmember Clay, we had some discussions regarding the need to place not just that number, but there are other areas where the fire union were concerned about potential change in management and what would happen should that occur. So I think that up under the current administration, as well as the current council, union is very confident that you will take those actions that you believe are truly in the best interest of the community and the fire department. I believe that they had concerns. It's the unknown that they were concerned about. So that is why I believe that there was an interest in placing that that number there. Also, it's a requirement if we want to continue to pursue grants, but there are a number of factors, that being one, but the overriding issue, I believe, is simply reflecting greater confidence to the fire union that those standards were going to be adhered to over the next 5 years.
Comment I would make is I do think it's probably good practice. I understand the question that is being asked and then has been illuminated. I think it's probably appropriate that the contract parallel the recommendations, if you will. I also think, and I know Council Member Smitherson knows this probably as much as any of us, at least the those of us that are the old timers, and I don't know that I fault the firefighters union for being a little bit concerned about a change in management after all that they have been through over the past several years. And I guess I'm very understanding of that because I think all of us on this meeting, I think our citizens that are watching, remember how things can change within with 48 hours notice, and a change can be made. And so I think that's something that I know that I pay attention to in the actions that I think I take, and I think that we take as a body, that we know we can take these actions quickly, but I hope that we always tend to notify them up, give people plenty of time to talk about them, and then understand that the decisions we make here have ramifications. And I think that decision that was made several years ago clearly has caused years of concern within our community, years of concern. So any other questions of the city manager? Hearing none, I think, Loretta, I apologize. Do we already have a motion and a second?
No,
we do not.
Thank you, okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve the collective bargaining agreement as presented by the city manager? I just can't see hands right now. Is there a motion? Motion by Mr. Hale, seconded by Ms. Klein. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We now will move on to unfinished business. Madam Clerk, can we have the second reading of Bill number 9410? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. McMahon. I apologize.
Didn't we move naming parks and streets to Section K?
No, it is under Council Reports and Business. Reports.
Okay, good.
But I appreciate you having my back. Thank you very much.
All right.
Madam Clerk, could you please have the second reading of Bill number 9410?
An ordinance approving an amended and restated petition to establish a community improvement district, establishing the Markets at Olive Community Improvement District as a political subdivision of the state of Missouri, directing the city clerk to notify the Missouri Department of Economic Development of the creation of the district and approving a district project agreement in connection therewith.
Thank you very much. May we have the third reading?
An ordinance amending an amended and restated petition to establish a community improvement district, establishing the Markets at Olive Community Improvement District as a political subdivision of the state of Missouri, directing the city clerk to notify the Missouri Department of Economic Development of the creation of the district and approving a district project agreement in connection therewith.
Thank you, Ms. Reese. Is there a motion to approve Bill number 9410? Motion by Mr. Smitherson, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein? Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smitherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Mayor Crow?
Aye. Thank you very much. The ayes have it. We'll now move forward to new business. Resolution number 2020-9, Municipal Park Grant for Ackert Park. Is there a motion to approve? Motion to approve by Mr. Clay, is that a motion? that?
I was rubbing my eye, but no, yes, let's parlay it into that.
I apologize. I actually looked at your other hand. I apologize.
Parlay it into that, yes.
And then Mr. McMahon, who's doing the Carol Burnett tugging of the ear. I don't know if that's the second, but I hope that you will take a that is Mr. McMahon's second. So we have a motion and a second on the resolution. Is there discussion on resolution 2020-9? Hearing none, those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to council reports and business. Prior to the two agenda items that I have on, which are Mayor Pro Tem and City Streets, are there any other items that you would like to discuss or bring up as members of council under this agenda topic? Mr. Kusick.
Yes, yes, sir. Thank you, Mayor. Even though I'm not the official liaison to the Commission on Stormwater Issues, I would like to let everyone know that the commission did meet the first time last Tuesday and start to formulate what their priorities are going to be. And in light of the flooding that we experienced over the weekend, I would like to let people know that one of the priorities of the Commission on Stormwater Issues will be the establishment of an early warning system. And those members of the Stormwater Commission were in fact talking over the weekend and out visiting the different areas that were flooded throughout University City. So I just wanted to make people aware that those things are being worked on and that we are very concerned about the flooding. And for those people that actually did experience flooding or vehicular damage because of the floods, I certainly share your sympathies because I was one of those people. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I'm thinking we lost Ms. Klein, am I correct? Okay, Ms. Reese, you're on mute.
Yes,
okay.
We have lost her momentarily.
Okay. I think what I'll do is if we can, let's talk about the, if it's all right with everybody, we'll do the city streets before we do the mayor pro tem, if we can. And this was on the study session agenda. And as you know, we've had, many of us were unaware, I think actually our entire community was unaware of the history of some of the naming of our streets and not necessarily our parks and also one of our school buildings. And so we understand that. And we would like to have the opportunity, I think our community would, and I know my colleagues would as well, to understand, appreciate, and rectify that situation. I do wanna thank the people at the Episcopal Church at the corner, Holy Communion at the corner of Delmar and Jackson, who probably first brought this to our attention. I think we also know that we may have a few limitations since one of the streets in question, Jackson, not only runs in University City, but runs in Clayton. And we've also got the limitation, as we all know, that if the street name exists someplace else, we may not be able to use that name. So we understand those things. But prior to getting to the end conclusion of possibly changing names, I think it would be good for us as a community, and this is totally up for discussion. I am not wed to any process whatsoever. I would like it to both be thoughtful, considerate, and also done with a decent amount of speed. And my suggestion was, and this is just so that we have a point of discussion, is that each of the seven of us would appoint one person. I would ask that maybe if we do all the seven, that I get to appoint the chair, but I'm really not wed to that at all. And that we give them a 90-day to 120-day charge to review the streets and the parks with a staff liaison from the city staff. And again, we may need some folks outside of city staff and outside of the volunteer citizens, but I think we may have an opportunity to get people involved if it has a rather shorter shelf life, that they're gonna come in, take a look at the streets. And by the way, we're not the first community to have done this. So likely there are some other folks who have done it. So it's not like we have to recreate the wheel. We don't have any say over the school district, but I think we all know that we're in close enough contact with the school administration, the school board, that they know that we're considering this. And I think they're probably waiting for us to take the lead, not meaning that they're not gonna take action because they easily could. But I would just ask you folks, if there's a better way to do it that is both very inclusive of our community and can also get something accomplished in the short term, I would love to have recommendations from any of you. as to how what the best way is to go, and then we can tweak this thing and move it forward in an appropriate fashion. Mr. Clay.
First of all, thank you, Mayor, for bringing this forward. It has been something that's been a concern expressed by some members of our community. I think the process you've outlined is fine. To your point, there are other communities who have done this, so I don't know if it's worth a call or two. City manager undoubtedly has deep connections to colleagues in other places who have done this, so I don't know if it's worth a phone call or two to get some best practices from some other locations. Also, I know the county is undergoing something similar, and certainly there's, you know, we have our own streets that we have dominion over, but I don't know if there's an opportunity to tie into that process. We don't want to delay ours for the sake of something larger, but I don't know if that's just finding out what they're doing is appropriate as well. Those are my only two comments.
Well, and I do think that making outreach to the county and to those who've already been through this is appropriate, and I think that's probably I don't want to add anything to Gregory's plate, but we probably do have to figure out who the right people are to contact so that we can, again, just do this in the most appropriate way possible. Mr. Hales.
Thank you. My first question relative to the applicants that we're talking about, we have a council rule about serving on commissions. Would people who are already serving on commissions be potentially excluded from this?
I would hope that they would not be, because I don't consider this to be a commission. I consider this to be a working group that's going to have a shelf life of 90 to 120 days. And by the way, it could go longer than that. I don't want to rush it. I would rather we do this the right way by all means. But I think probably the work can get done in that period of time. And if they need an extension, so be it. But I believe that this would not qualify as a disqualifier for being on another commission.
So this is a task force, basically.
Yep, task force, working group. Yep.
Just as a second question to that, which was, so how we are dealing with Jackson, which is in Clayton, and I believe may have been named by Clayton first. How do we work with them to?
They have asked the mayor of Clayton has just asked that we keep her informed as we move forward. They have a broader set of issues that I think we all recognize, maybe from the IHOP incident and just a different set of issues. So they may have to take a little bit more of a broad based view. But they have asked that we take into consideration the fact that Jackson does go into Clayton, and I think we do need to take that into consideration. And again, I'll throw out another street, which I really don't know if our Dorset was named for the same person as Dorset out in St. Louis, further out in Maryland Heights, because I think most people don't realize that we have a Dorset as well. I don't believe it's the same one, but it could be named after the same person, and there seems to be some concerns about that, the individual that street was named after as well. So if that was the case, this sounds very odd in a public city council meeting, but I honestly do not know if our Dorset was in any way parallel the Dorset Road that's in St. Louis County. I would tend to think not, but honestly, I truly do not know. So we're just trying to be conscientious. For us to change Dorset in the second ward, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's only, is it three or four blocks? Is that right? Maybe? Tim, you're muted, but I think you're, yeah, three or four blocks.
It's about, yeah, three I or think four, it's about yeah. three blocks, yes.
Yeah. And again, so I do think if we can make outreach to people who have more of a history of this, you know, this is, I wish her well. This is kind of an Elsie Glickert kind of a moment and a Frank Ohlendorf kind of moment, and the people who are at the Historical Society kind of moment. But yet I don't think when I say that, I sure don't want to in any way insinuate that the old guard needs to make this decision. I just, and I take that in a very serious way. We just need to make sure that we learn from what we've done, and we've got a lot of deep history here, and we can probably find out how things came about. So, I'm trying to get a ballpark. Is the number, let's just go this way. Is the number at least workable for everybody? Is seven okay? Is it I think if you do two per person, I think this, that's 14. And so later we were just talking about the opportunity to rename streets. And we were literally just talking about it. I threw out for discussion purposes, each member of council appointing one person to a task force or working group. Then the mayor would appoint the chair. And if people serve on another commission, they could also serve on this because this would have a relatively short life, 90 to 120 days. But none of that is etched in stone. But it was sort of a way to both make sure that we do this the right way, but also move as quickly as we can to rectify some errors that were probably made down back when. I'm not sure who was first. I've got Mr. McMahon and Mr. Cusick, I know. Mr. McMahon.
Is the charge for the group to be to identify the streets that would like to be renamed, or is it also, does that also include the new names? I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Well, I think the first step clearly is to identify the streets. I think number two, I don't think we can prevent them from giving us suggestions. But at the end, you know, at the end of the day, this all resides with us. It's sort of like any commission report. It doesn't mean we have to do it. It just means they've made a recommendation. My goal would be that it is identification and then suggestions.
Because that helps to pick the people that you might want to put. Because if they're not renaming, it might be historical folks as opposed to people that are deep into diversity issues.
No, I think I would prefer to have it be both because I think it makes the working group more vibrant. I think it's important for us to. Yeah, I think it's clear. Yeah. Mr. Cusick, and you are on mute.
Mayor Crow, are you prepared to entertain a motion?
I am. I would like to, as we go forward with this, a couple of things. First off, I don't want to take this action without getting some input from the city manager as to is he comfortable with this course of action. And then secondly, I want to ask the city attorney, since this was on the study session agenda and we moved it to this agenda, can we go ahead and take action to move this forward? So if I could get Gregory's insight first on, are you comfortable with where we are? With administrative support and your guidance, and does this fall within where you feel staff should be?
Yes, Honorable Mayor, Council Members, certainly we would be able to support this type of task force. I'd also be comfortable in reaching out to some of the other cities to learn more about the process that they're going through, and especially I am familiar with Clayton City Manager and could keep in contact with him. Especially regarding Jackson. So very comfortable with the process that you've outlined.
Thank you. Mr. Mulligan, are we appropriate to move forward with the motion on this as it was noticed up?
Yes, you may, Mayor. And if you want to create a task force, of course, you may do that by resolution if you so desire. That could be the details of which could be brought before you in another meeting. Or you can, if you have enough tonight, you can simply go with it tonight.
Well, it would, Mr. Cusick, I think probably would all of you be comfortable if we, I think we have a broad outline of identifying and renaming streets with a 90 to 120 day window, with each member appointing a member of the task force and me appointing the chair. I would kind of like to have this be it a resolution at our next meeting, but I would like for you to start populating this task force by starting to think about who you want to have be a member. And that way, when we make the resolution at our next meeting, we can actually have it populated. Is that comfortable? Is that comfortable with everybody? I'm okay a couple different ways. Mr. Smotherson.
Yes, sir. No, that sounds great. Should we submit the names to our city clerk, Ms. Larita? Sure.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Perfect. Absolutely. Mr. Clay.
I think I can recruit successfully without it. It would be nice to have something a little written just to share with someone, to email, just, you know, this is kind of what it is. This is what we're asking you to do. I think I can work around it in absence of that, but if we pull something together, that would be great. If not, I can move forward.
Yeah. Well, I actually believe that I don't want to put too much work on the city clerk, but I think she probably got all the bullet points that I put together. And I think we could probably just give you the talking points that would get you where you're going. And I apologize. I don't. The next meeting is
September 14th. Mm-hmm.
September 14th. I don't know that, you know, I don't know that the city manager has plans for a meeting between now and the 14th. I really don't see the need for a special meeting for this, but I do think, by the way, I do think Zoom makes special meetings a little bit easier, candidly, to all of us. I think we all know that.
Yeah.
And then secondly, I think if there's another agenda item that the city manager wanted to bring forward between now and September the 14th, we could easily add this one on.
Mm-hmm.
Are we okay with that course of action? And so, John, I don't think we'll take a motion tonight, but based on what we have covered to the city manager, is it okay if we ask you or the city attorney to put a resolution together for us?
Sure, be happy to do that, and we'll begin working on that right away.
Greg, are you good with that?
Here, yes.
Okay, thank you. I never want to ask the city attorney for something without making. I think there's a protocol there I always like to try to follow. Thank you. And I'd now like to move to the mayor pro tem. And I the only thing I to those of you who are newer to council, there's a little bit of a history and a protocol that I hope that we always follow, and that is that usually the most senior member of council that is not the mayor serves as mayor pro tem. It doesn't mean that always has to be the case at all. Anyone may nominate anyone to be the mayor pro tem. And so as I say that, that's I want to make sure I throw that out. But I would like to have Mr. McMahon.
Mayor Crow, I'd like to enthusiastically nominate Councilman Smothersman as our mayor pro tem.
There's a second by Mr. Hales or by Mr. Cusick. I think it's by Mr. Hales. That's whose hand I saw. Are there other nominations? Mr. Cusick.
I just wanted to know if Councilmember Smotherson is agreeable to this nomination.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I hope so, because he helped me put it on the agenda.
You just can't be too sure about these things.
You never know. Right. You never know. there is a motion and a second by Mr. McMahon. Is there any other discussion? Mr. Mellick, I for mayor pro tem, I don't think we have to take a roll call vote for that, do we?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay. Thank you. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. We'll now move on to council. Oh, by the way, congratulations, Mr. Smotherson.
Yeah, and I appreciate everybody, and I appreciate this, and I'm going to take this job very seriously, and I just want to let you all know I bought a new gavel, and I just want to let you know, and this can actually reach out to somebody. So. thank you all. Thank you.
Mr. McMahon, do you want to rethink?
Just to let Boyne know that there is no increase in pay.
right, that's right. Yes. Thank you.
All right. have a meager stipend.
Are there any council comments for the evening? Mr. Hales.
Thank you. I guess the first thing I would just say is a reminder, I've been sitting here looking out the window through a pretty horrendous storm. I hope that everyone is safe after the weekend storms. And also the wind was intense, and I've watched neighbors drag limbs out. So I think our Public Works Department is probably going to be busy tomorrow picking up city tree limbs because the wind was very intense. Secondly, I just wanted to talk about something as we address the CBA tonight. You know, Friday night in the first ward, we had a fire on North and South, and it was in a condo building on a patio. And it fortunately was responded to very, very quickly. And as we've talked about sort of ad nauseum, the merits of first responders, of firefighter paramedics versus EMTs and the different qualifications, what happened Friday night really was something we haven't talked about. And I just wanted to share that on the record for anyone who's watching. But so Friday night there was a fire on a deck or porch of a condo building, and the first responding unit was an ambulance, and I believe it was from Firehouse 2. And when that ambulance arrived, we not only had two firefighter paramedics, but we had two firefighters arrive, and they were the first on scene. And they went in the building, as I understand it. The deck patio was pretty much engulfed in flames, and they got the resident out of the unit, and then they returned. Now, the fire truck hadn't arrived yet, and they went in with what they had on the ambulance, which, as I understand, was a couple of fire extinguishers, and they knocked the fire down. And a friend of mine lives in one of the units just on the building next door, part of the same condo. And I went over there, and the damage that this fire caused in the amount of time that it caused was stunning. I mean, absolutely stunning. It's going to be very extensive to repair and very expensive to repair. But the fire truck, which I believe was responding from another call, the first fire truck to get there was a minute and a half or so later. And by having paramedics in our ambulances wearing their full fire protection turnout gear show up first a minute and a half earlier, from what I've heard from residents, made an incredible difference in the protection of property, the preservation potentially of lives. Because if you've seen a fire go, it is intense. I mean, it was intense to the point that there was structural aluminum pole that in a very short period of time melted completely. So I want to thank this council, the city manager, for the action that was taken to bring our firefighter paramedics or paramedics back in-house. Because I think oftentimes we don't think about, and I think this was an instance where you don't think about when we have two firefighter paramedics showing up in an ambulance, they're not showing up just to transport somebody. They're showing up ready to fight a fire. And in this instance, they were the first ones on the scene, and they helped buy time, essentially, until that first fire truck arrived. And fortunately, you know, everyone was safe, no one was injured, and the loss of property was on the outside of the building. It didn't penetrate the building, but I just truly appreciate the leadership of our city manager to bring our firefighter paramedics back in-house. So thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments by my colleagues? Prior to going into closed session, if you choose to do so, please know that the city clerk will be getting out to you later on this evening or tomorrow a draft of all of the commission liaison appointments. And I say draft only because we all make mistakes. If there's some times that just don't work for someone, I sure want to make absolutely certain that I take that into consideration and I can adjust things. But I've asked Ms. Reese after the conclusion of tonight's meeting that she send the appointments out to you. And again, if there are questions or concerns, no complaints, but if there are questions or concerns, please let me know. With that, I would welcome a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021 legal and also subsection 2, real estate. Is there a motion to go into closed session? Motion by Mr. Hale, seconded by Ms. Klein. Any discussion? Hearing none, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon?
Aye.
Councilmember Hales?
Aye.
Councilmember Cusick?
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson?
Aye.
Councilmember Clay?
Aye.
Councilmember Klein? Mayor Crow?
We're going to have to get a lead on that, get that mute button down, aren't we?
Aye. Yeah, technical difficulties tonight.
I keep looking out my window at these technical difficulties. Wow. Thank you. The meeting, we will now move into closed session. You have a separate invitation for that meeting. It'll probably take us a couple of minutes for everybody to get settled. So please, let's join in about 3 to 4 minutes. To the members of the public, thank you very much for joining us this evening.